And then last of all, we had our three leaders. So, we couldn't have done the trip without them. So I want to say a big thank you to our leaders. Miles was the main leader for the trip from Wilderness, Scotland. I noticed he was always very well prepared. He had lots of gadgets. I think it's because he's done trips in Greenland and Arctic and all sorts of places. And his thermarest, he made it into a chair with some sort of gadget, which was amazing. It was like a throne that he would sit on in the teepee, and we'd all be trying to sit on our wee like life vests or mats from the boat. And he had this awesome chair, so he always had lots of good gadgets, and he was good at timekeeping and moving us on. And I also thought he had a good voice. George said it was like Tom Waits. This kind of, yeah, he has quite a smooth voice, a good voice for radio, I think. And then there was Graham. He works for the Wilderness Foundation UK. So he has an amazingly interesting background, and which he shared with us, loads of experience. And he used to be an environmental activist and worked for Greenpeace, and he's done so many different things. But he realised that the protesting and the kind of activism wasn't really changing that much, and that actually the reason that people aren't doing anything maybe to help the environment is because they're not connected to it. They don't feel connected, so they don't care. So he's now trying to get people connected, reconnect people with nature, with the wilderness, so that way they love it and they care about it, and then they want to do something to help it. So he's completely changed his tact for trying to get people on board and to get people to care for the environment. And yeah, so he's really interesting. He's even a counsellor now, so very interesting guy, very well connected, and loads of experience. And also really, I noticed he had a sense of humour. He'd quite often be laughing at things, so it's good. Thank you, Graham. Then last of all, we had Craig, our guide, and I just thought Craig was fantastic. He was just really gentle, and he just had a safe presence. I just felt safe when he was around. He was very caring. He's very big, kind of like a giant, like a wild person giant. But yeah, and he works with young offenders and other groups of young people, and you can just tell that he really genuinely cares about people and just wants to help people to move forward. And yeah, so it was brilliant to have him alongside in the trip, just keep everyone safe. And he'd always be looking out for people, making sure people had like a drink or a hot drink, or that they were okay. So he was, yeah, fantastic, really great guy. And also on my last day, we had a coaching session where he had an action plan of what we'd do in the future, and just Craig was brilliant in asking me really good questions and just helping me to plan and come up with what I should do in the future. So I'm really grateful to him for that. So yeah, I wanted just to say a little bit about all the people that were so vital to this trip, and it wouldn't have been the experience that it was if it wasn't for them. So I'd like to say thank you to all of them, because they really made it so special.